Parshas B'Shalach, we have here the Parshas of the Mon also. And in the Parshas of the Mon, we have tucked in another inyan. So it says he told them that they should, he said, I will give you every day Mon. And he said, so every day they got mud. And then on the sixth day he said that they're going to be getting, so I'm going to give them mud. And on Friday, there'll be twice as much. So, A, it's interesting that this is already given over here. In other words, the main point of it is to answer up the tainus that they want something to eat. And on that, the reply was, I'm going to give them month. Could have waited till Friday, maybe, to tell them, by the way, tomorrow there's going to be a change of schedule, and there's not going to be any month or something. Doesn't say it that way, but it's part and parcel kilo of the mon. It's almost as if the yom hashishi. I mean, if anything, one could have even expected the pasuk to be reversed, that you're going to get mon every day except for Friday, you're going to get twice as much, and you should use that to be mechin for Shabbos. It starts off on Friday, you have to make him what's for Shabbos, and then you'll get twice as much. So it's almost as if the logical order is reversed. Not terrible cash, but still b'chazos. The Baal HaTorim brings a very famous chazal. It says, v'hoya mishneh. So chazal point out, kol ma'isa Shabbos kofel. Shnei kvosim, shnei kikorim, shnei neiros, zocha v'shamer. That everything on Shabbos is doubled. You have two kvasim, you have two kikrim, two neiros, and zoch v'shama. So it's in the word Mishnah itself as much as this inyan that Shabbos has achpolotin. We need. So what is the inyan? I mean, besides the fact we have something called neshama yisera. We don't have a neshama kfula. We don't have a double neshama, we have an extra neshama. You say that a person should be moisiv something, but cover this. You have that lashon to be moisiv, to be marbe, to make a lot. But here it is dafke, that gosh in the chazal is hachpola, kol ma'is hashav is kofel, shnei kvosim, shnei kikrim, shnei neiros, zoch v'shamer. The shir it says also in chazal, mizmashir is hachpola. So, what's the inyan of bidiyuk hachpola? I understand toisefes means to be mechavet Shabbos with more. How much more? A little bit is also something, and a lot more would be even better. The bedafka here is to be machpel dafka. It's interesting, Malbim, he speaks about Lashon Kodesh, the word hachpola versus the word pishnayim. He says, Pishnayim means an amount. In other words, 100 is twice 50. To be machpil, he says the ideal demonstration of that word is when you take, it says, it's like it's using the pasuk, kofel yeah, it's the, like by different parts of the B'di Kahuna, when you double it over. In other words, the first one and the second one are ki'ilu one on top of the other. That's the best use of the words kefil, whereas pishnayim is just an amount. It's a percentage point. It's a question of quantity. So kefil, when you speak about a physical entity, it means one over the other, one exactly the same size as the other, and by extension, almost kefil by payment, there's an inyan of not paying more or paying a lot. There's something of one connected one. So over here also, there seems to be such an inyan of it one connected one. We need to understand a little bit that in yet. There's another point I once saw somebody wrote Lahalacha, and he made a very good point. Somebody contemporary, he was speaking about he was medayik. There's a shaila some of this form of medayik that there's a havamina that I would bring a carbon Shabbos. If I missed one Shabbos, I would bring it the next Shabbos. That's Lashon Rashi. And some Midrashim is like that, some is not like that. They ask, why would I have a havamina to bring it the other Shabbos? Lemaisa, by Yom Tovim, you bring it during the weekday. The weekday that follows, you bring it to Shavuos, and then there's Tashlumen. So if there's a havamina, there would be Tashlumen on Shabbos, why wouldn't the Tashlumen be on Sunday or Monday? That was the Shaila that's asked. It's a diuk sahakol, it's a diuk from the Lashon of Yochel, but Ucholoifin, it seems to the most, many Achronim feel that it's appropriate like that. And the answer I saw somebody said is that every Yontiv, the Metzias of the Karbim is a very special Karbim. This is Musaf of Shavuos, this is Musaf of Sukkot, this is Musaf of Hashanah. The Musaf has its own Kedusha, and it's a question which day to bring it, then I'll bring it some other day. He says, Shabbos, it's not a special Kedusha Musaf Shabbos. It's a hachpola of the Karbim Tamid. In other words, what you're doing is you're doubling the Karbim Tamid. That's lushin constantly. So it's only Shaykh on Shabbos that doubling it that day would be a Musaf Shabbos. Mashenk any other day, there's no hachpola. That's the Teretz who wants to say halacha to answer that diuk. But b'choloifin, I do think it's in line with the point we're making, that something about Kedusha Shabbos is miyuchet to hachpola, to Mishnah. And I try a little bit to be oimid on what that is. It's very interesting. The Aruch says, the Aruch is a early Goyen it's a dictionary who explains that the word Mishnah he has two explanations for the word Mishnah like Mishnayis. His first one is that it's Meloshim Mishnah Torah. It's the second round of the Torah. The second there's the Torah Shebiksav is the first round, and just like Mishnah Torah of Devarim is a sort of a second round of Torah, this is a second round of Torah, and only in the second Teretz Neruch does he say the word Mishnah Meloshin Shinanto. So Torah would also be, Mishnayis would also be a sort of a Hachpola, Mishnah of it. One more halachic Indian over here that's kind of interesting is, it says, Vayabir Mashishi Veheichinu Esa Shayaviyu. So what does it mean, Veheichinu Esa Shayaviyu? So the Gemara uses this pasuk as the basis for Muktzah. Now, it's a shaila in the Gemara. We paskin, la locha maisi paskin Muktzah is Rabbanan. But it's a shaila if Muktzah is a deraisa Rabbanan. It's a shaila if the shita stays in the maskanet. But al kaponim, it's a diyun in the Gemara, Rabba, and so on, about Muktzah being deraisa. And it's something which either the pshat is it's muktzah deraisa, or there's a special din of something that grows on Shabbos Yom Tov you can't use. But Eich Shaloyeh, there seems to be either a possibility of deraisa, or certainly Noilad could be a deraisa. Now, if muktzah is a rabbanan, we understand that the problem is to keep you away from averis of some sort. So that's where muktzah is a rabbanan. If muktzah is deraisa, then it has nothing to do with keeping away from averis. But rather, there's a hadgosha on veheichina sasha yaviyu, that there's a chiyuv that things on Shabbos need to be muchen for before. So there's two dargas. There are things that I haven't specifically set aside. I had fruits, but I didn't say this is for Shabbos. I wasn't maxed for Shabbos. That we say we don't need to. But something which fell off a tree, it came into being on Shabbos, since it's lack of Echina Shaviyu, that could be a deraisa. So that means that this pash over here is not telling you that you're not supposed to. Muktzah is not usur midoraisa because it's muktzah, but adrabah, there's a chiyuv to be mechin, and if you're not mechin, we have a problem muktzah. It's almost the reverse of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, muktzah is the problem. The way to undo muktzah is by remaking it. If it's a deraisa, or in those areas where it might be deraisa, like by something that's noila totally, the problem is that it's not muchan. And we need to try to understand a little bit what kind of halach is it. Just because it's not muchan, what's this din over here? Of veichina sashayviyu, and that seems to be the ikedin. And that's what the pasuk says. And it fits well with the diuk we made. It should have been the other way around. It should say of Yom HaShishi, there'll be twice as much. This is a chana for that. It also seems it's not clear what exactly it is that there's going to be. What was the Issa Torah if the man would have come on Shabbos? It doesn't seem if the tzaddikim hadn't come on the Pesach Besam, they could eat it raw. Not quite clear. The Gemara, there's a medrash that speaks of Kadosh Baruch Hu keeping Torah, that kshamim is not a problem, even though kshamim going from one shus to another shus. So man l'chur should be in the same category, even if we're dealing with kind of esoteric halachic concepts. It seems that the hadgasha is because it's like a chana. It really, really seems that the Shabbos issue is that it appears on Shabbos, and it's like a chana, whether muktzah is the raisa or not, or noila is the raisa or not. But the point is that the appropriate way for something to come on Shabbos is that it should be muchan, and that's the way it was. So the man was muchan on Erev Shabbos. That's the main thing. If it mailed, there was no place for Shabbos. So I try a little bit to understand this musig of the hachana for Shabbos. What is it exactly? Why is it? And what's the inyan? I wanted to first say over. There's an Arizal. There's the Kutim of the Arizal on the Parsha. One of the Sfarim, and he writes as follows. He says that this inyan of Hachana is, it applies to a person's general lifetime. In other words, a person is making himself, and he says the Yom HaShvi is 70 years, before Shemayim Shana, v'cholo, v'cholo. Then he says, v'zeh shama v'chinu, asa shevi v'ya mishne, rotzoloima, ba'olam hazeh hoy asukim b'teira pa'am rishayna. In Olam Hazeh, we learn Torah for the first time. Or ba'olam ahi pam shniya. And Olam Haba, we learn it a second time. V'gam eloshim mishne, rotzoloim shkru b'fihem. So in this world, we're collecting the Shiboylim one after the other. So he says two inyanim that are merumes in this parasha b'china sheviu. One is that we should learn everything here once, and then in Olam Haba, we're going to learn it over a second time. And he brings later on in the Psukim, the Remez, like by the people who left over, like that's what they've left over. Ratzoloima, Misha loy shama el Moshe, Mnich lim Olam Haza. The people didn't listen to Moshe, they didn't learn this world. But Amosh, by the way, they said, you know what? Olam Haba, we have enough time to sit and learn. There's more story in Olam Haba than we'll ever have in Olam Haza. We'll leave the learning for later. La'acha she'yelchul sham nimtzu ha'mozah shalem she'u ha'teire ketolom uv'oshes enuchon litim oisam nishorim meisim v'rov. He says, it'll be rotten, they won't be able to learn it, and they will die of hunger. That's the way he says it. That's the way he sums up the parasha. So the Arizal expands this parasha, and he says the same inyan over here that we have in Shabbos, Mitzad Hilchos Shabbos, it's Miramis also to the big parasha of Misha Torah Parashas Shabbos Yechol B'Shabbos, and in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, that in Olam Haba we're going to relearn what we learned in Olam Hazeh, and B'Meila we're going to we need to do it once here, and the second time we'll do it there. He also speaks a lot that he's on the kavanas of Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. That's Meramis for that. And it's good thing. But I want to stick to this point a minute. The first thing we notice in Arizal is a completely different understanding of the relationship of Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. Because Lechura, our understanding is this world, we have Yetzirah, we have Nisayonos, we have Avoda. If you do things in this world, you'll get Schar in the next world. So this is the world where we earn, the next world is where we have it. It's totally unrelated. In this world, we sit and we wear talis and tefillin. In the next world, there's going to be, I don't know, the rivers and pradesim and who knows what, to be Misa'anig al Hashem. It's sort of a ticket. It's like we're earning cash here to get a good seat up there. That's the way we understand it. The Arizal says, Adarabba, the Iker Inyanim that we're going to be Nene in Olam Haba is Dafka by redoing, relearning the things we learned in Olam Hazeh. So whatever Torah learned in Olam Hazeh, we will learn it Olam Habadik. And therefore, if we don't have any Torah to relearn, we're not going to be able to learn. So it's not the pshat, we earn money over here, we earn points over here, and we get schar over there. Whatever it is that we have here, we redo in that world, and that's really what, and that's really the schar. So the word Mishnah literally means to repeat. It's a repeat, and that's dafka where we get the schar from. Which really makes it curious, what's the setup all about? So I want to start the Ramchal from Sos Yesharim. He says, the last midah, the final and highest midah that the Ramchal comes up with is Kedusha. Bebir midas haKedusha der Kniyasa. Inyan haKedusha kofelhu. The midah of Kedusha is a double midah. The Hainu, Tchilose Avoideh v'Sefer Gemul. It starts with Avoideh, it ends with Gemul. Tchilosei yishtadlus v'seifu matana. V'hainu shetchilosei mashadu mekadesh atzmoi v'seifu mashekadshin oisoi. V'umashanu chazal odu mekadesh atzmoi ma'at kadesh harbim melmatim mekadesh atzmoi ma'alam. So Masil Sharm says that the end avoida, and in a certain sense the Ramchal says that this is the avoida that is shayach to it's really the avodah that has no end, is called kedusha, and its mos is kofel. It includes the avodah of the person and the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch and the schar HaKadosh Baruch gives. So let's understand that metzias that he's talking about. We'll see soon another point that he makes over here, but let's try to understand a little bit this point. If HaKadosh, this world, Olam Hazeh, is all our doing. And if a person were to look into this world, then all he would see is Bechira, Avodah Vadam, Hishtadlus. That's what this world is Be'etzim. And yes, we could make a lot out of it. A person can accomplish things. But it has no Shachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has no shaykhis to Ein Soif. It has no shaykhis to anything other than the little bit that we could possibly make for ourselves. That is something that is very pitiful, very small, and it's nothing. There is another possible world, and that world is a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, kol kulei, like we were before we came to this world. So that's Ein Soif, Bli Gvul, and so on. But there's no shaykhis to us. We didn't earn it. And, you know, you use whatever lashon you want, that boys is takule ba'ape, or it's not atzmi, or any other description of why that falls short of being good and schar applies to that. It's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a metzias where our avoida and our yigia is goines in it. Another world of Bli Soif. That's an incredible, incredible combination. It's an incredible metzias. Just like the Ramos says, umafli lasois, that the welding together and the melding together of Ruchnis and Gashmias is a Pella. This is also a Pella. That the person should be Matzliach, the person should do and accomplish, and yet inside whatever he accomplished, he finds connected that schar coming. Let's give a mashal. A person who earns money, as a matana, someone left a big Yerusha, someone gave him a big matana, whatever it is, there's no sense of sipuk in that matana. A person who works hard and eats the fruits of his labors, this usually, it's pitiful. In other words, an hour's work is worth so much, and that's it. When a person opens a business, and he puts a lot of hard work in, and the business prospers, he will have a lot more than he put in. That's the tev of a business that prospers. But it'll be all in the work I did. Yeah, I know that I'm a millionaire now, but you know, I used to work 15 hours a day to be a millionaire. I used to kill myself. I sweated on it. I agonized it. So I don't say, yeah, but sweating and agonizing 15 hours a day if you work at a wage is still limited. And here it is more bracha. Since the bracha is gonos inside the pool of the person has the same tam in the matana as he has in the avoida and vice versa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world created an olam hazeh and olam haba. But olam hazeh and olam haba cannot be two separate worlds. In this world itself, there's a me'ein olam haba. There's a mitzias that has tircha and yegia and gunas in it, matana and shefa and bracha b'lidai. That is that unique mitzias that's called Shabbos. So it's the Shabbos, the hachpola of Shabbos, the fact that Shabbos is kafel, it doesn't mean it's a lot more. It means that I see everything I did, zeh k'neged zeh. It's the same amnol v'ashlan, we have matching funds. So there's a certain tam that I like. If I come along, someone comes and says, Reuven is giving $1 million, why don't you give money also? I say, I'll give my money what I can give. But if he says for every dollar you give, he's going to give a dollar or two, the zeh k'neged zeh makes me feel that it's in my dollar. My dollar gave three times as much. That's why I look at it. The Misha Terach be'erev Shabbos Yechol b'Shabbos, the time of Shabbos is not just that the pshat is I needed to prepare for Shabbos. We asked ourselves, what is this achana? I understand you start with muktzah, and then you say achana is a way to take off muktzah, but if it's a deraisa, in as much as it's a deraisa, it's the opposite. So what's the pshat in that? The answer is no. Shabbos is all about the what was huchan. The toichen of Shabbos is to eat the peiros of achana, to be toyim the tam of achana. And if we're not toyim the tam of achana, that's not Shabbosic. And that's why veichinu is the aleph. The reason why the man couldn't come on Shabbos, I don't know if we could work out the Yisurim that are possible. But because it's not Muchan. There is no Mon on Shabbos would mean that it's not Gonuz in the Mon of Friday. But it's his own Mon. The own Mon at this point, at that junction, the own Mon is something that is not worth anything. It needs to be the Friday Mon that extends for Shabbos. So the Mishnah, and the same thing is true all the places like that. Well, we spoke about the Aruch. The Aruch says that Mishnah, Mishnayis, means that it's Ke'ilu, the Mishnah of Torah Shebiksav. There's a famous Aruch Chaim that says that on Rebbe Akiva, that he was Derish, Til Shalachis, on the Tagin, on the Ksarim. He says that the Aveda of ours is to be toila the Torah of Balpeh into the Torah Shebiksav, whether remiza, whatever it is, It's a very big inyan. That's the inyan of remez of Torah, which seems to us like a shiggle game, and you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be mechadish things based on remazim lach. I mean, drush, yes, but halacha, you certainly can't. But the inyan of remez is to be able to find it, because that's the nature of Torah. That's what you're supposed to find. It says about the goyan that in his last years he just learned chumash and he would dash everything off the chumash and so on. If you take a look at the Rosh Yom Vayikra, it's that height. It's not the pshat that he was. It's not just that he was so brilliant that he could do it. The shleimus of Torah is that Mishnah be understood as the Mishnah of Torah. To be understand that the Torah Shebal Peh is what's in the Torah Shebiksav. Not to see it as two separate pieces that one of them has to give way for the other one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two Torahs, one Biksav and Balpeh. Balpeh takes precedence over the Biksav, and the Biksav is nice to, I don't know, it's nice to keep as a safer Torah. But the Iker is Torah Shebal Peh. No. The Iker is when the Torah Shebal Peh is Mishnah, when it's understood as being inside the other one. And that's where you have the Shleimus of Torah. So we have here a big picture in terms of the ruchnius of the world, whether it's Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, whether it's Shabbos Tochoil, whether it is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The point of all of it is that the tachlis of the world was not just to be masik, one or the other. The tachlis of the world was to be masik, one inside the other. The tachlis of the world was to be toyim the tam Shabbos in the tircha, to eat the hachana. Everything needs to be put into that, and to put it back into the mukher, because that's the true picture of it. So man, which is the muzzle of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that let me tell you how I feed this world. I give man every single day, and the man has in itself a Shabbostik of man inside every man. And the Hachana Shaboy, it's a Mishnah. It's not you have more to less for Shabbos. Within the portion that you got Erev Shabbos, you have what it takes to go for Shabbos. It says in some places, it says that the Nez, the Chiddush, the word Mishnah was even the Medayik in Lashon HaPsukim, that even after they cooked it and baked it, usually that takes away a lot, it still was Mishnah. It still was exactly twice as much. Because that is what's supposed to be. The Ramchal speaks over here, when he speaks about this, in the Perek on Kedusha, he makes two points here that I think are very significant. He says, he speaks about the difference between Kedusha and the Midas before of Precious. And he says that the inyan of Precious is something which removes a person from this world, makes a person stay away from inyan in this world, because they detract from his ability to become ruchniistic, and that's one element of it. Then he says, whereas Kedusha is something that a person is misdabik. Kedusha is something that a person uses these inyanim to be misdabik to other things. So he says over here, so first of all, it's almost a radical departure, but he explains what's the difference. He says, first of all, he says, you need to go through the entire pathway, because you can't use things l'shem shemayim if you're not parish from it. But then he says, achre hechinas asim chalachanis elu, if the person is making himself with all these things, im yarbali dovik betekev ava voitzim ayira baskolas dosis, if a person is misdabik in understanding Kosh Baruch Hu's godless, Yafrid atzma minyoni achayim ma'at ma'at, the whole police of noise of Yechav Levavoy, al matzpunis dapis amiti, at she yarol of ruach mimorim. So a person needs to be mizdabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, what is the way to do it? Vincha roya, she derech knias es amiti hu, two conditions, al yidei roiva prisha, one, v'ho'iyun ha'otzum b'sisri ashkar ha'yoyna, u'matzpuni abriya, the second one is to learn about inyanim that we call nista. In other words, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha and matzpunei abriya, the hidden parts of the briya and hashgacha and so on and so forth, are inside the briya and manik the briya. In other words, the chelik of Torah that talks about the inyanim of the pnimius, they have, they're specifically are geared for this. In other words, the chelik of Torah that's most megala, that within the chitzonius there's a pnimius that's waiting, is dafka this over here. The chelik of Torah says, the Zohar Kodesh says that Shabbos a person should learn these chalakim of Torah more specially. And some chassidim are makpid on it, but the point of it is, in Torah itself, the chelek pnim is the chelek that gives you that sense that within the chutz there's gonna something bifnim. That's this chelek sitting over here. So one point Ramchal says is that the chelek of Torah for that is special for this, and then Ramchal says something fascinating. He ends up the sefer with this. And all the inyanim of Avodas Hashem until this point, it fits quite snugly with halacha. It's a dikduk in halacha, and so on. It seems to be something that fits everybody pretty much the same. Either you're holding by it or you're not holding by it, and it is quite surrounds halacha. Over here, at the end, he says that this is something that it's very hard to give specific guidance because everyone in his own context needs to find it. And a daim is somebody who's sitting and learning, somebody who's not, and so on. Everyone in his own world needs to find it. So this inyan specific of Aveda is something that that's shayach to fit into everywhere. In other words, that everything in the Bria has a hidden chelak, a hidden inyan, that it could be used for Avodas Hashem, needs to be used for Avodas Hashem. This is very, very, this is this mid over here. So, Linyaneinu, it's first of all, the understanding that our Avoda carries within itself a content, a ruchnis content. I want to use the, going back to Arizal, and I want to use it on something practical. There is no way a person can get to the heart of an inyan first time round. In other words, Torah is mishnah dik. Torah is something where the first time round, and then there's a second time, and then a third time. It's not the pshat when we learn over something 3 times, 4 times, 10 times, 12 times. And we know it better at the dozenth time. It's not the pshat that we missed it the first time, we were stupid, or somebody is very bright kechap the first time. There's no such thing. The second time brings me to a deeper layer. There's a way I'm supposed to understand something first round. You find sometimes in from Gedolei Chronim, they write a Shekel Torah and they say, Avol acha iyu nira, acha this nira. It's not the pshat. So why don't you start the Shekel Torah from there? Why tell us, it's not a travelogue, you're not telling us what you went through, all the difficulties, how you got to this point. You're telling us what pshat is. The answer is, this is a type of pshat that it's after the first round. The first round, you're supposed to learn up A. Second round, you're going to find B. Third round, you're going to find C. This is a tremendous drive, push, that learning over and over in inyan. It's not just for the technical fact, because we have weak memories, and we need to hazard it, so that's why we do it. There's a way you learn it the first time, and then there's what you understand the second time. and what you understand the third time and the fourth time. Each time there's a new hamaka that you get into it. Because Torah is kafel. Torah is also Mishnaic. Anything Ruchnius and Torah, especially since there's a music of Torah and Mishnah Torah, there's Mishnayis. Torah works like that. Everything that we do in Kedusha, everything that we do in the world of mitzvahs, is a maisa, and it has a teichen to it. The schar in olam haba is not something else. It's the herring, the content in it. Just like, let's take an example. Imagine a person does a favor for somebody. That's hard. It's a difficult favor. It takes time, effort, frustration, and a person does it. So one istaklus on it is, it's a real pain in the neck. It's very difficult. Blessed love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be misadim, a very ruchnistic tainug that makes up for the frustration, time spent, and so on and so forth. No. Olam haba is a person will understand, he will understand the goodness in the maisa he did. He will be misanig from the toichen of that maisa. That's an incredible schar. So if we don't do maisim, there's not shaykh to give olam haba. Olam haba is the pnimius of the maisim. Avu and the kula is Shabbos. Shabbos is the whole mitzvah of Shabbos is the veichinu, and that's why. And in the world of ruchnius in general, because life has become so convenient, we're mezals on the veichinu. We say, okay, you know what? Baruch Hashem, we can get it. I can get it bored. I can get this bored. I can get that bored. Someone else can do it for me. Someone can take care of it, me, and so on and so forth. But the veichinu is the kli that's goynes in it, the content of toiv. And if we don't learn, if we're not meichen, that's why Shabbos there's a chiv every meichen at least physically somewhat to do something, because Shabbos is a dugma in this world where the chitzonius of the mice of the pulus done on Friday carry themselves the oinig of Shabbos. That's the etzim tzur of Shabbos. So two things will happen. First of all, it gives us a very different flavor in our avodah. We don't divorce our avodah from the schar, but we know that when we do things, we'll be misanig on the thing itself. The things I did in this world that were difficult and frustrating and upsetting and expensive and so on, but Losed Lavoi will have the tam and the tainug of the maisa itself. The Samchenik Kimoisin Nisonu means we'll have back those maisim. In Torah, it's a drive to keep pushing again and again to redo a sugya, because each time I redo the sugya, find something in the faces read, Madura Tliso, Tam Niso. Every Madura is a new Madura, new Havana. That's the way it is. It's the second time, the third time. Everything is folded over itself. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. And in Shabbos itself, understanding that the side of Shabbos is not we need to enjoy Shabbos and therefore we need to be meichen. No, veichinu is what Shabbos is. Shabbos is that we do things beforehand, and on Shabbos we're zeichet to be misanik from what we did. The oz tisanik al Hashem v'chalticho nachlo b'li mitzorim. The brach of Shabbos is that in the limited amount of things that we do for Shabbos, the limited amount of tirchu we tariyak for Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu unlocks for us an ein soif of tainuk from those maisim. Shabbos.